Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Zayin, and today we'll talk about the Isser Drabanan of Shehiyah. As we know, this parak, much of this parak and the next parak is about the Isser Drabanan of Bishol B'Shabbos, Shehiyah, Hachazara, and Hatmana. We assume that it's three different topics. There's a Shita of Rashi that seems to combine Shehiyah and Hatmana, but we will focus on them as three different topics. So Shehiyah, we know, is the Isser Drabanan of leaving food on a fire in a certain way from before Shabbos. And that is already Aser Mi Drabanan. Again, it can't be Daraisa unless a malacha, an action, is done on Shabbos. But it's an Isser Drabanan. Hachzara is about something done on Shabbos, and Hatmana is a little of both. That's what the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, that Akira, an oven that was heated with kash and gvava, you could put on tavshil begefes of eitzim, you cannot, atche yigrof, o atche yitain esa efer, until you sweep away the coals, or you put afer, you cool off the hot coals by putting dust or cold ashes on top of it. Okay, the concept of gara fakatum, the concept of a covered fire in some way. So Chazal, in a certain cases, right, there's a machlokes tanoim, as was quoted on yesterday's daf between Hanani and the Chachamim. In certain cases, Chazal said that it is Aser Drabanan to leave food on fires on Erev Shabbos, and that is the Isser Drabanan of Shehiyah. What is the reason for this? Why is Shehiyah Aser? Why can't I leave food, cooked food, non-cooked food, on fires before Shabbos? So, says Rashi, say most Rishonim, Gzeira Shema Yechate. Maybe having a fire, if I leave food on an open fire going into Shabbos, I might want the fire to cook quicker and the food to cook quicker, and therefore I'm going to make the fire bigger, and therefore Friday night, after I put the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, I might come to stoke the coals and stoke the flames. And that is why Chazal asered mi derabanan, for you to do something even on Erev Shabbos, so you don't come to do the malacha on Shabbos. That is Shema Yechate. How does Gar Fakatim solve this issue? How does it solve the issue if it's covered or if it's raked? So Rashi says here on Daf Lamed Vav Beis, yesterday's daf, and also Rashi said it back on Daf Chaf, the last daf in the first parak, Ad she yigrof hagecholah mishum demosif hevel. The problem is because it's heating and it's adding heat, and therefore you might come to stoke the coals. The time of parish of a parak of Delael, Shem yichad to begecholim, or she yitin ha'efer agav begecholim, lechasosam ulitzaninam. If you already start cooling them off, so then there's no worry of Shema Yechate. It's going in a cooling direction, and therefore it's not a problem. Rashi also said this back in the end of the first parak on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, where Hananya was brought up there too, which we'll get back to soon. That's what Rashi says there, that the point of covering is in order to lahafig t'chomo shelo Yosef Hevel B'Shabbos. Right, that was Rashi there on Daf Chaf. The Rashba and the Ran say a different idea. Not just that you cool it off, it's big nafkamina. Whether you need to cool it off in order to make a garfakatim, the Rashba and the Ran say no. It's just a maisa that shows you're being mesiach das from heating. Klomar, shein sorach likto machalo yesh nikar bo ela kibin shakatam ksas, says the Rashba, mucha chamilsa shumis yaish vimenu, vena rotsa bechitui. No, you're showing that you are being misyaish, you're putting your mind away from the fire, and therefore you're not interested in chitui. So, different ways how garfakatam works, but it does work. But when do you need garfakatam? So that is the machlokas tanoim that was discussed on today's daf and yesterday's daf between Hananya and the Rabbanan. Hananya holds that as long as something is kamacho ben drusoy, which we had a shiur about a couple of weeks ago, as long as something kamacho ben drusoy, machlokas Rashi Rambam, a third or a half cooked, so then there is no problem. There is no problem of shiya. Kalshu kamacho ben drusoy, mutal ashoso agabikira, afo bishina garfeinu katam. So Hananya holds, as long as a food is edible, basically, a third or a half cooked, there's no iser of shiya. There's no worry about anything. Why? Because it's already edible. So Chazal weren't worried that you might come to stoke the coals. That is the shita, lakula, of Hananya. But according to the Rabbanan, no, as long as it is not fully cooked, and even if it's fully cooked, even if it is mitztamek v'yafelo, as is discussed at the end of today's daf, even if it's like v'yafelo, it's fully cooked, but it gets better as it stays on, like most chalents, even if it's fully cooked, the more you leave it on the fire, the better it gets. So that would need a covered flame. That's the shita of the Rabbanan. As long as it's mistamek v'yafelo, which is basically everything, mistamek v'ralo, you probably wouldn't leave it there. It would get burned and get dried out. But that is the shita of the Chachamim. Who do we paskin like? That is a major machlokas Rishonim. Rashi on Ardaf. Right? Rashi, unusually, Rashi Maseches Chulin paskins a number of times, but Rashi generally doesn't paskin. But here, Rashi paskins Lamid Zayin Amabes. Rashi says, V'ana demashinan kedera al gabi kira she'ena grufa ad chananya samchinan. We paskin like Chananya. Hol v'tnan sus v'tonan stamasisa kavase. Because the pashas of the Mishnah is like Chananya. Tosus right here also paskins like Rabbeinu Chananel. Pasuk Rabbeinu Chananel, the halacha grev sheshes of Rabbi Yochanan. V'chein pasuk Rashi, the stamasisa perakam. We look back in the first Mishnah, the first parak, like Chananya. So Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh all paskin like Chananya. Who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam and the Rif paskin like the Rabbanan. The Rambam says in Parak Gimel of Hilchos Shabbos, Ketzad, Tavshil, Shelo Bishel Kol Tzarcho. The Chamin Shlohuch will call Tzarchon. O Tavshil Shabisha called Tzarcho. The Chosmashim Itztameku Yafelo. Anything that's not fully cooked, or even if it's fully cooked, it's getting better. Ein mashin oso agabe yaish b'Shabbos. You can't leave it on an open fire before Shabbos. Af apishu na vibod yom. Even though you did nothing on Shabbos. You're talking about leaving it before Shabbos. Gzeira shem yechate b'kecholim. You might come to stoke the coals. Kedei lahashlim bishulo. O kedei letzamko. To finish its cooking or to make it even crispier. Lefichach em garfa eishol shakisa eishakira be'efer. Oh, but aras hapishton, if you cover it or you cool it off in some way, o sh'amua gacholem, or you make them start going out. So then harizem mutter lahashav salah. Then it will be mutter to be masha shaharei. He siach daito mizeh tafshil, like the Rashba, because you are meisiach das being goes to shem yechata be'esh. There's no gzera of shem yechata be'esh in that case. So this is machlok as we show him. Who do we paskin like? The Shulchan Aruch has two dayas. The Shulchan Aruch and Reish Gimel Sif Aleph has two dayas, and the Ramah says the minog is lahaka. We try, as we'll see the Mishnah Berurah in a second, we try the Chalachila to be machlok like the Rabbanan where it is possible. Says the Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to that. The Kivan Shuchai, we'll get to that Kula. But that is all Deya number one. Then the Ramos, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's get to the end. V'yesh omrim, to koshin is bashal kamacho ben jusoi, oshin is bashal kol tzarchim, it's like v'yafal omutter, v'ashos v'agabi kira, afilu huzab v'gevaz v'eitzim, v'afilu enigru v'ukduma. That's the day of the Rashi and the Tosfos, the day of Chananya. Again, there are different rules about who the Shulchan Aruch passes like when he quotes two days. Pashas, he passes like the first one, because the second one is the din of v'yesh omrim. But the Ramah quotes, v'nagal lahakel kisvar achrona. The minagas mimekwa like kisvar achrona. This is a major. There's a major halacha nafkamina. Who do we paskin like? So again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both. The Ramah says the minhag is lahakel. The Bir Halacha says, no, I think at least the chadchila for sure, the minhag should be lechumra. Ayin Beis Yosef says the Bir Halacha, sheherech harbe b'shnei deos v'hetek dibri arush. The language of the rush, and this is a mystery, what the rush really means. The minhag of the rush is, d'mipnei sheyisrael adukim b'mitzvahs onik Shabbos. Because B'nai Yisrael are stuck and connected to the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, u'bevadei lo yishma'u lanu, they won't listen to us, al kein hanach lahem. Just leave them. What does that mean? Because they won't listen to us. So is that saying that really make our Dei Yisrael like the Rabbanan? But you know what? They won't listen, so just leave them like Chananya. Is that what it's saying? Or is that saying that maker did we pass on the Chananya? Mashba mizeh sarak mishum zelo rata limchos. V'chein beis yosef gufa. Amikol makom ein bar nekoach limchos b'mekilin. Shekvar nagu ha'am kayesh omrim. K'mosh katsav arama. Akein lafiza lachad chila bevade tov lizar shi mevushu kol tzarcha kodom chashecho lo salko min ha'esh. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the Bir Halacha that he thinks that the understanding of the Rush is that lechadchila it should be like the Rabbanan. The Chazon Ish has a different understanding. He assumes that the Rush is possibly meikra din lekula. Amam nirish ain't a kavanas a Rush mitum demutav yishog again. This is the Chazon Ish in Simel Amud Zayin. Ella kavanaso tekiva da machmirim him gdolei olam kamo ashe iltos vaharifa od. Since the ones that are machmir are great people, haroy lahachmir sholi kanis lepluta. So we should also be machmir. But mepnei sheish kan harbe pa'amim bitol onik Shabbos lo yishmu lahachmir ela kol sheefshal lahakel meikar adin yomer lahakel o meikar adin efshal amakin lahakel acharei shagam bnei shel elu sheikilu apir horas rabosayim. It's Rashi, it's Tosfos, it's others, and therefore that's how he understands the Rush. But either way, that is all the background. So lechadchila we try to cover up because we try to paskin like The Rabbanon lechatchila. Again, if it's impossible in a case that we can't pass on the Chananya, so then we would allow the if we can't pass like the Rabbanon, we would allow Chananya as well. And we'll get to some examples where it would be impossible. So the first number of nafgamina halacha lemaisa in terms of shiyah. First of all, I think it was more common in the days of old, not so long ago, but now many people have platas, hot plates. But what about a blech? What's the halacha of a blech? So the pashtus is, Rav Moshe and many other poskim assume that a blech makes something into a covered fire. What would be the problem? Why wouldn't it be able to be a covered fire? Rav Moshe talks about this in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Tzadi Gimel. He says, you put a piece of metal, what we call a blech, onto the fire, that is not a problem. The problem is, says the Chazon Ish, the language that we had of Rashi on our Mishnah, on Lamed Vav Mevez. What does Rashi say? What is the Garf HaKadam supposed to do? Make it cooler. Not just cover it, to make it cooler. So if you make it cooler, so does the blech make it cooler? Maybe it doesn't make it cooler. It spreads it out. Maybe it even makes it hotter. So maybe that's not good enough. But again, the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel. That is, even though it might not make it cooler, but let's say most we showed him the Rashba, the Ran, the Rambam's lashon is mesach das. That's the reason of the kula of garfat katam, and therefore it would be allowed as well. We assume that our burners, our ovens, so I've got the, let's say the burners on top of the, on the oven, are considered kira, like in the days of old. We're going to learn on the next stuff, tanur is even hotter and kupach is even less, but we assume that our burners are like kira, even though there are some svaras lahakel. Rav Avadia writes in the Tshuva and Chelik Beis in Yechav Adas, Simen Memhei, no, you might say that our case should be even more mako than the days of Chazal. Sheyesh lomar shlo chashuzu Chazal gzeira shem yechate el tafik gebikar cholam shebekira shedarkan lido kima kima. In the days of Chazal, you know why you had to be worried? Because they had coals. The derech of coals is to go out eventually. Our ovens, it's a constant flame. It's not going out. So what? You're this achsha shem yechate? No, it's constant. They didn't nishar us b'matzav echad shel chom in the days of old. V'lachin chashashu shem k'shiyiru shein omos v'dochos. Maybe, says Rav Avadia, when you see them go out, yishkach shu shabbos v'yechate v'gecholom la'aviran. You'll try to make them bigger. Aval, in our ovens, so where shenisharos b'oso matzav takin shel chom b'mida shove ein makom ligzor. Mishum k'zir shem yechate z'yag b'yamida sachom. So maybe there's no reason to make a k'zir at all. On the one hand, and Rav Moshe has another svara that this is different than the days of Chazal. Or days of Chazal, shem yechate b'gecholim, you might stoke the flames, and what happens if it's going out? You'll, you know, try to make it better. The Chazal weren't worried you're going to bring more wood. Shem yarbe on the fire. When I make the flame bigger on my fire, that's not similar to shem yechate. That's similar to bringing more wood. Says Rav Moshe, Chazal, we're never worried about that. Yish tam gadol lomar tol shay klal akzera b'tanu regan shalanu to chazinon shirak l'shelo yechate b'gecholim gazru v'lo l'shem yavi od eitzim kishayich la ha'ish. The imkain says Rav Moshe, but tanur yagaz shaloshaya chitui bahagaz shekfar yesham elishem rotz alahagel eshrach shidin olgaz. Maybe there's no chash. So mitzad echad, maybe we shouldn't have the gzeres at all. But mitzad sheni, the post can talk about. Then there's a major svar lechumra, and that is it's so easy. Shem yechate, you have to try, you have to stoke it. Here, you move the switch a little bit, you move the knob, so it's even much more lechumra maybe. So lemaisa, we just consider it that it is a similar to Kira, and therefore one would have to cover in order to be Mekayim, this Din Rabbanan. What does one have to cover? What does one have to cover? So it's interesting because in the days of old, there was only one choice, the fire, right? The way that you made the fire bigger is by touching the fire. It's the fire. Bizman hazeh, it's not it, because there's two things. There's the fire, but there's the knobs, right? Knobs and fire are two different things. So what do you have to cover? So me'ikar adin, right? What is it? So Mekar Din Pashas, it's the fire. Because that's the Garf HaKatum of the Gemara. But Mistama, says Rav Moshe, say the postkim, that the knobs for sure also have to be covered. Would you say only the knobs? That would be a chiddush. They quote B'Shem Rav Aaron Cutler or by Eider quotes that maybe only the knobs. Because that's what the issue of Shem Yechata is. It's nothing to do with the fire. It has to do with stoking the fire. But Bizman HaZeh, the stoking of the fire is going to be by the knobs and not by the fire. And therefore, he quotes that from Rav Aaron Cutler, that it's the only thing that you could do is to cover the knobs and not the fire. So then that would be good enough in certain cases. But me'ikar adin, it's the fire itself that has to be covered. Rav Moshe writes that avadei zelavat yichaset hakaftorim v'lo esoesh lo yoel shehaikar hu shetzorach laharos shedaito lahafchis shezen nira yoser v'kisya esh. Yeah, like we said before, the issue is hesachadas. The hesachadas, Rav Moshe says, they have to do something with the fire to make it lower, to make it covered, and therefore that's definitely lechatchila. One should have to do that. But again, what's a case where it's impossible? Let's say, again, in the days of old, you don't really have this bizban azeh, they used to have one-piece crock pots. Not an insert, just one piece. The pot was connected, and how do you get it out? That you scoop it out with a ladle, or you just pour it out. So there, maybe you can't cover the fire, but you can cover the knobs. So that would be a case that, you know, if you need to, if that's the only thing that one has, then one could cover the knobs and not the fire. But again, me'ikar adin, one needs to cover the fire. What happens if the cover fell off? What if the... Let's say somebody, you know, either covered their fire and then, you know, it fell off, the blech fell off, or one wants to cover. Is there a problem of covering a fire on Shabbos? So Pashas is, or Moshe writes, the Shmir Shabbos writes, there is no problem. There's no problem to cover a fire on Shabbos, right? There's no problem with that. Yesh lahatzrich, Moshe writes this in Dal Rai and Dal. That's a long tshuva written to Rabbi Eider, and the Shmir Shabbos also says this, that it will be okay to cover a fire on Shabbos, if it wasn't covered. The Shmir Shabbos does point out that once I covered the fire, I shouldn't be going under and then moving the knobs, because that totally undermines the reason for covering the fire. Once I cover the fire, the knob should be adjusted before the fire is covered, right? If I covered it, then adjusted, I'd probably take it off and put it back on, because the whole point is to show I'm being mesich das from this, and therefore I should not cover it after I cover it. What about other items that we use bizman hazeh? Hot plates, crock pots. So a hot plate, we'll talk more about this when we talk about hachzara. Maybe we'll have that in tomorrow's year. But for shehia, when it comes to a hot plate, there are no knobs. Many hot plates bizman hazeh are. You just plug it in and take it off. So again, many would say that one is allowed to be mashe on a hot plate. Because, again, we're not talking about lifting it up, we're talking about directly on the hot plate. Rav Moshe's lashon by the hot plate is that it is, a question we'll have to talk about this, Hashem, again, in Chazara purposes more, Rav Moshe's lashon is e efshar lavashel. And therefore, there's not going to be any mechzik mevashel, we'll talk about that. But again, there are many that allow the shehia on the hot plate, the Shmir Shabbos in Aleph Chaf Hey. Let me just find the Shmir Shabbos. Platach shmalit miyuchedes l'shabbos cholin plata hamiyuedes l'shmar al chom hamachol shaleha. It's not meant to cook on. People generally don't cook on hot plates. People keep things warm on hot plates. Ve'ein regilim levashel aleha. You're not normally to cook. Ve'gam yefshel lahagdil smidas achom shala. Also, you can't adjust. There's no knobs. Ein atuna kisui nosav. Shez b'shmir Shabbos shehia on a hot plate doesn't need anything more. You can put it directly on the hot plate before Shabbos. He's going to be machmer by achzara, but we'll see. V'hu shi'emale, and you can be machzer at it as long as you have the other mishnah tzaron. But that's not our issue now. Right now we're talking about shehia. So shehia would be mutter on the hot plate. And the Orcha Shabbos, also one of the contemporaries, Platach Hashmalim Yuchadis Shabbos, Asher Ein Badargo Shana Shalchom, Dina Kakrufa Ketuma. It's like, for Shehiya purposes, it's like a covered fire, because there's no knobs. There's nothing to shit, and there's not an open fire. Umutu Lahashos Al Gabat, Tafshilim Erev Shabbos. You can leave things there on Erev Shabbos. There are those that are machmer to put tinfoil, but again, that's Me'ikar Adin, what most say. What about a crock pot? So again, a crock pot. This is Rav Moshe, the Rosh Hashanah's last psak. The crock pot. Right, hatmana by a crock pot. We'll have to get to that. But at least for shehia purposes, what if my chalent is basically ready? It's mabushal kol tzarcho. But it's going to get better over time, over the next couple, overnight. So lechatchila, we are machmir, like the Rabbanan, against Hananya, that we should try to cover the fire. And according to most poskim, a crock pot is an open fire, so I should line the inside of it with tin foil in order to do shehia on a covered fire and cover the knobs. Again, lachadchila, to do both, to cover the fire itself, which is the coils inside, put a tin foil around, and to cover the knobs, that would be, make it into a covered fire. If one doesn't, me'ikar hadin, as long as the kshalt is mavushal called tzarcha, is mutter. As long as the Mavushikot Sarcho is mutter, because Be'ikar Din, we seem to bother the Ramah for sure, passes the Chananya. And therefore, once the Mavushikot Sarcho, you leave something on an open flame. But if it's not, but if L'chadchila, one should try to be machmir like the Rabbanan. There is another heter, which generally we don't use Bizman Azeh, most, but again, it might come up, that is not mentioned here. It's mentioned in the first parak. If you remember back on Dav Yud Ches Amid Beis, the Gemara mentioned that if I want to not worry about Shehiya, I should put something raw into the pot. Kedera Chaisa, Sharla Nuchi al Erev Shabbos and Chashecha Betanura. My time Akivin to Lachazi Lo Urta, Asuche Maisiach Taitimina, Evlossi Lachtuya Bekecholim. I'm not worried about Shem Yechate if it's raw. So if I throw right before Shabbos, says the Gemara, a raw piece of meat into the chalent, into something, that's also a tzad lohakel, because it's never going to be ready, even if I am mechate begecholim, but for tonight. So we assume that you're being, that's another way of being mesiach das, and therefore it would be mutter without any covering. Poskim say, though, that maybe that does not apply bizman hazeh. They call b'shem aval yashiv, that bizman hazeh, our ovens cook so quickly, so therefore, even if something's raw, another 3-4 hours, it could be ready. So therefore, one should not rely generally on this Kedera Chaisa on Friday night. But anyway, these are some of the issues related to Shehiyah, which is the first sugya here in Perek Kira. Okay, we'll stop here.